You were blown away last time. You better brace yourself. Bollywood romance thriller. There's no greater combo.
Or a vigorous dance routine.
Now, can you imagine a yin without a yang?
Spike Lee like.
Or a Milo without an Otis?
No.
Or crackers without a cheese? No.
He shoots, he scores.
Did this.
Badass song.
Yeah, it's been a while since we last had Toby Morris, director extraordinaire, in the studio for He Shoots, He Scores, a segment where we explore the world of music in film. Toby, you've been overseas doing some very important director things, haven't you?
I've been exploring the actual world as well as the world of film.
Okay. And so you returned for this wonderful segment. What are we gonna learn about today?
Look, Mr. Byatt. Mitch Byatt.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've just returned from I was in New Orleans.
Okay.
And I've got a problem, Mitch.
What's that?
Look, there are 24 James Bond films.
Okay.
And in each one, he travels to a couple of exotic locations.
Mm-hmm.
So inevitably, every time I go traveling somewhere, Bond has been there.
Oh!
So every trip I go on ends up just becoming a tour of James Bond filming locations.
Sure, your girlfriend loves that.
It is a first world problem, if ever there was one.
So?
But look, you remember back in 1973.
Yep.
You were probably about 30 then. People didn't have this problem.
No.
Not as badly, because there were only 7 James Bond films.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember 2 key things about 1973, Mitch.
Yep.
First, that this was the height of the blaxploitation era of cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, that on June the 1st, this all changed because now there was another James Bond film, Live and Let Die, was released. This is the 8th James Bond film and the first to feature Mr. Roger Moore. Sir Roger Moore, I think now. The producers wanted Clint Eastwood, but he wouldn't do it. He said Bond should be British.
Okay.
Yeah.
So knock back Clint Eastwood. Clint said no.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said, get a palm. Get a palmy. And then, look, Roger Moore, he gets a bad rap, Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
His films, they're more lighthearted than the other Bonds. They're fun.
They are fun. And they're sort of campy James Bond, you know what I mean?
I will watch a Roger Moore Bond film over Spectre any day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll stand by that. Look, I'll be the first to admit, they might have gone a little bit too far in some places.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got James Bond, he's riding a hovercraft disguised as a gondola through Venice in a film called Octopussy. You've probably gone a little bit too far.
It's a touch.
It's a bit much.
Yep.
But Live and Let Die, Roger's first outing, that's
mm-hmm.
a goodie.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 007 travelling to New York, New Orleans, and the Caribbean. Caribbean?
Caribbean, yeah.
Caribbean.
Right, yeah.
To stop a baddie called Mr. Big, who actually later got a job on Sex and the City.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Now, Mr. Big, whose actual name is Dr. Kananga.
Kananga, uh-huh.
Look, he's not going to steal a nuke. He's not going to start a war.
Mm-hmm.
He's got different plans. He's not your typical Bond villain.
Right.
His plan, his evil plan, he's going to give away 2 tons of free heroin onto the streets of Harlem.
That's weird.
For free, not on James Bond's watch. You better got to pay for that stuff.
So he doesn't make any money out of it. I don't...
He's going to get everyone addicted,
okay.
And he's going to put all the other gangs out of business.
Okay, flawless business plan.
Then he's going to hike up them prices on the heroin.
Smart, smart.
Genius.
Genius.
Evil genius. Now, look, we're at the height of blaxploitation and the Black Panther movement in 1973.
Yep.
And Bond films are always very topical.
Mm-hmm.
So Live and Let Die, it's full of afros, pimpmobiles, gangsters. Bond even gets called a honky at one point. That's true. We also see our first black Bond babe.
Ooh.
Rosie Carver.
Mm-hmm.
But the scenes between Rosie and Bond were cut out of the film for its release in South Africa.
Oh.
Where it was illegal to see that sort of interracial relationship on screen.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. So as well as being the first Bond to star Roger Moore, it is the first not to be scored by the great John Barry.
Oh.
Now, you'll be familiar with the great theme song, Live and Let Die, by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yep, yep.
Well, when you're onto a good thing, Mitch, when you got Paul... Well, who do you get? You get George.
You get George.
Not George Harrison. Sir George Martin.
Oh, of course, who we lost last week.
It is a very fitting choice, you might say. the Beatles' great producer. You get him to score your film, and what a score it is.
Mm.
Now, we're going to play a piece called The Boat Chase, which is from the boat chase scene, which is where James Bond is in a boat.
Yes.
He's being chased
uh-huh.
by bad guys who are in boats. They're going through the bayous
yep.
of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 26 boats were built for this scene.
Wow.
17 of them were destroyed during rehearsals.
Oh.
This is some serious Boatin we're talking about. And your grandpa's Boatin. This is James Boatin, James Bond. Now, they accidentally set a Guinness World Record with this scene. There's a great moment where Bond speeds up, puts the pedal, the boats have pedals. He speeds up, he goes fast and jumps over a road. And the boat ended up going 34 meters.
Wow.
Which was the longest boat jump in the world by the greatest secret agent in the world, James Bond. This is Sir George Martin's The Boat Chase from Live and Let Die.
Here it is. Thank you very much, Toby Morris. Here we go.